Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, my gosh, is it Friday? It's beautiful. Loving it. South 5-5s all the way around. Lovely note that just came in on Facebook that I just want to, well, I'll just share the gist of it with you. It's Jeff. I heard you talking a little bit about New American Arms over on West Broad Street. Are you associated with them now? The answer is absolutely yes. You know, I had spent a lot of time at the Colonial Shooting Academy, and I loved the folks over there. I really did. They were a great shooting range that also kind of sort of had a gun store. I mean, that was really their model. They wanted to be a range, and they also had guns that you could buy. And then just all of a sudden, out of the blue, boom, they closed the doors, and they're done. So I've been looking for a real, honest-to-goodness gun shop. A gun shop that is a gun shop. Not a gun shop that is also, like an ice cream stand or a furniture store that also has a gun section, an actual gun store. So, long story short, my buddy Miles, who is Miles is the oldest guy I know who's working. No offense, Miles, but you're old. No, Miles is a cop and has been a cop for decades. And so he's part of New American Arms. And Tony is another longtime cop who's the guy behind New American Arms. And I just said, yeah, these are great folks. So, yes, I am absolutely, positively, 100% now associated with New American Arms right over there on West Broad Street. Great, great selection. Also doing some great stuff with custom work, so I'll tell you more about it as we move along. I will also tell you that Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the very best radio show on the weekend anywhere airs on this here little station, WRVA, which tomorrow is celebrating 99 years on the air. Isn't that amazing? The 99th birthday of WRVA. And in the garage with Stan Andruski, hadn't been around for 99 years, but it's been around a while, and it really is the best weekend show anywhere. And on Fridays, I am always thrilled to welcome my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are we today?
Well, I don't know about we. I'm doing fine. And well, you know what? Now that we're talking about we, before we jump into any of this other stuff, tell me a little bit about being on that main stage at the whole Shop Fix Academy. What is this?
Yeah, it was, I put it on Facebook as, the honor of my life. I was able to really pour into some business owners. I think we had 650 shop owners plus some of their managers, some of their technicians, some of their spouses there. And just the day-to-day life of not all just running automobiles, also how to deal with certain things, maybe life struggles, the things you've been through. You know, a lot of people just think they're alone who've had a rough life or maybe going through something. And I just kind of gave a little bit of my testimony. And, as well as I do, it's a little crazy. Probably should not be here 10 times over, but I am. And so just to give hope to people and then kind of did the motivating thing where after I told them how rough things were for me, I also went into how great things can be while they're rough in your life, and just that joy is a choice. Happiness is circumstantial. If we think one of the main courses were just having your order right and having understanding that you can be happy no matter what's happening in life. Mm. You really can find joy, which is biblical. Joy is a choice. Happiness is circumstantial. If you keep saying one day, if I have enough money, if I move to the city, if I get the right job, I'm going to be happy, that's never going to happen. It's a choice, and that is key to having a happy life. And so, people get down. There's some struggles in business. The economy right now throughout the country is having a little bit of a rough time. And so I was able to get up there and just lift some people up and put some fire underneath them and let them go back and take some good things back to their employees and to their community, hopefully.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's representative in all candor of what you have been doing at Certified Auto Repair the entire time that I've known you, and then being able to take that message, the bigger picture message as you have, and bring it to other shop owners and their families, man, that's beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. I'm not just happy for you, although, you know, I'm happy for you, but I am
absolutely, yeah.
I am proud of you, and I'm happy for those 650 folks sitting there listening to my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, give them a little insight that they can then take and go back to wherever it is they're from and say, you know what? Stan said this, and I got it. I got this.
Yeah, well, we certainly have a success rate at the shop at Certified, thanks to Central Virginia and the people that all the listeners on the show that bring their cars and refer us, and just what we've been able to do through the years. And so the cool thing is we have more and more Shop Fix Academy shops in Richmond now. Every day there seems to be a new one, and I can promise you that the main goal is to satisfy the customers and allow them to have some kind of idea of what their car truly needs, a maintenance plan going forward to where it's just not, you better do everything now, or, you know, it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. That type of communication has never done well for customers. They don't understand cars. It's our job to understand cars and explain to them in a way where they can feel like if there is something that happens to their vehicle that's unexpected, that it's not going to bankrupt them. And so we really try hard to, you know, things like our warranty that we do. You know, when you and I first met, we were doing like 90 days, then we went to 2 year. Now we're at a 3 year, 36,000 mile warranty. We're looking to extend that in 2025. So even a longer warranty than some of you guys ever got from your brand new car. We want to put that on your repair work so you never have to worry about that repair again, mm-hmm. and that it's done correctly with a part that's going to hold up. So all it does is make the entire community of auto repair better for everybody who drives a vehicle out there. So super excited that I was able to attend that.
Love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of what is or is not going on with vehicles these days, because I don't know about how it is over there in Henrico, but in Hanover, man, it just seems like every tree has decided it's angry at us and it's throwing every one of its leaves down, and I'm pretty sure it's messing with the cars.
Well, I think the trees do it, the squirrels do it, and I think in some places like my side yard, the birds love to absolutely... you know, they're not happy about me parking my truck where I do, or Megan's car. So there are a lot of things that are happening. You do want to keep the cows in your hood. You know, all the cows are underneath your hood where your wipers are. You want to keep all the pine needles, leaves out of there. You do want to, after these things start falling and kind of finish falling to where you don't see a lot more in your yard every day, you do want to make sure you do one more good cleaning and replace your cabin air filter inside your car if you have one. That'll keep your air inside your car clean. We talk about that a lot. This is also the time where you need to be checking your tires on a regular basis. Make sure the tire pressure is correct where it needs to be, and your coolant can protect for the winter months as they come along. So those are things that we're going to talk about. Hopefully get into some of that tomorrow and be able to give everybody some good information.
I love that. Now, you're talking about the air pressure. I noticed this the other day in the older MDX that the right side, both the front and the rear, the tire pressure was low, but the tire pressure on the left side was perfectly fine. And it's going to be a silly question. I'm thinking, well, all right, it's been a little chilly. Maybe that's it. It's closer, as you know, it's closer to the house. Is it cooler over there? Could it actually even be like the slope of the driveway?
So my guess on it, and I'd be willing to bank on it, is the driver's side of your vehicle faces the sun more in a day, and it hasn't got as cold, or it heats up during the day more than the other side does. Something that simple.
Okay.
And I think, am I right with the sun being on the side that had proper air pressure?
Yep, you're right.
The only thing I can imagine. I mean, it hasn't been cold enough during the day where the sun's not making a difference. The sun will probably bring it right back up. So it's weird because it does. As your air gets, the air gets colder outside, you usually end up losing some air pressure. It's not anything different, right? Cold contracts and hot will expand. So exactly right. Great question, though. And that's the kind of questions we see on the show all the time and seems simple to me because I've been doing it so long and I understand the theory, but a lot of listeners don't, so that's what we're here for. That's why we get up every Saturday, and it's why you and I partnered and decided with WRVA that we were going to try to, you know, have a service across the Central Virginia and try to help people. That's what we're trying to do. So I hope everybody listens and tunes in tomorrow. And literally, I'm just really excited that we're able to bring this type of repair and customer service back to every community throughout the country. It's phenomenal. I'm super excited about it.
I love it.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I absolutely love it. Well, listen, Stan, as always, my friend, I appreciate you dropping by. It'll be a great time tomorrow for sure. Stan Andruski in the garage.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. In the garage with Stan Andruski. That is tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Going to remind you, tomorrow is also WRBA's birthday, 99 years. And yes, actually, in our studio, we have the original equipment. It's amazing. But it is 99 years the WRBA has been on the air serving Central Virginia. How cool is that? John, I know, is talking about he's going to do, I think, like a thing on Monday morning to kind of celebrate it, which will be great. Tomorrow, Wendy Oman from Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, said she's already made the birthday cakes. They're ready. She took them out of the oven, I guess, today. While I was there having lunch, and she's going to let them cool, and I guess they're getting iced, the whole deal. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., you got free birthday cake, free WRVA birthday cake, thanks to the great folks at Jake's Place. So that is really, really cool. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.